AC looking really good comeback in the main event. But let me talk to you about the heat race. When you didn't mean to do it, obviously.
That's where I'm going right now.
But does that bug the shit out of you? Does that get in you a little bit?
No, that really Nick basically had to slap me upside the head, okay. Between there, because I was like pretty devastated about that.
I think there'd be some races that would degaff, but you're not one of them.
No, I would have rather DNF the heat race than hit the guy like that, man. Every time it was bad. I could barely even ride the rest of the heat race. It was, just not a position you like to be in. I've been on the other side of it, and it's just wrong place, wrong time. Obviously, it's just you're just trying to do your best in the moment, and it was unfortunate.
For sure. Great race in the main, I thought, until maybe about three quarters of the way through. And then I don't know if, that thing got to you or something else. But, something else got to you. But until then, really, really good showing.
Yeah, I was actually pretty fast today. Qualifying was good. Like I said, coming in a day, I rode on Wednesday and I was crazy tired. Like, that's a post-concussion symptom,
okay.
I guess.
Yeah.
My heart rate was like, I haven't touched 190 since I was like 19 years old, and I was like 190 in practice on Wednesday. Like, what the heck's going on?
Okay.
So today I was definitely way more tired in the main, and I was one of those things. It's like kind of track got G'd out at the end, and I was kind of just logging the laps really, and you never like to see the blue flags come out, but it is what it is, and focusing on the things I can control.
You had the thing with Coop, and then you see Barcia laid out, Harlan was laid out. Dude, I talked to some of the guys, like Starling. It's like, I just slowed down. I didn't want to.
Yellow flags.
Like, gnarly, right?
Yeah, yellow flags everywhere. I'm glad that I made it through the night good. It was one of those tracks where, like, the three-footers were almost, when they pull the tarp off and it rains and those transitions get soft, it just, the ruts change so quick lap to lap. And, you can just get thrown all sorts of ways. And there's some loose dirt on the Dragons back, too. I don't know what happened to Barcia, but. You could spin off that thing pretty easily. So, we made it through healthy, which is a good thing.
Yeah, that's almost like all that really matters, especially after everything in the heat race. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.